For the children of this world are in your generation wiser than the children of light. This line is from our gospel passage today from Luke's gospel. And my homily today will be centered on this verse. The people in the world are on the phone talking to their investment counselors, checking figures on their calculators, shrewdly and carefully planning for their future. Just take some time back to reflect, for those of you who are retired, how you work so hard. You were not sleeping, traveling every day, thinking every day on the computers and just trying to be creative to be able to grow in your career, in your profession. Just think about that great commitment that you invested during your years of full-time employment. And so that's what Jesus is saying. But he says, not so with the children of light. We are not as aggressive or as wise in preparing for our eternal life as our worldly colleagues are in preparing for their temporary future. That's what Jesus is saying. And even today, we do a lot of preparation. We save retirement funds, pension fund, and all that so that we can have great retirement for a future, a temporary future. But Jesus is saying, look at what these guys are doing. They are so smart. What are you doing as believers in preparing for your future that is not temporal but eternal? Most of us, no, I'm not included. Most of you are retired. And I know that you worked so hard to enjoy your retirement. It worked out pretty well for many of you. This verse from today's gospel challenges you to reflect and see if you are working hard and taking good initiative concerning your salvation as you did during the years you worked full-time in the corporate world. Is the aggressiveness with which you worked in your public life the same with the aggressiveness with which you are pursuing your salvation? I leave that to you to think about it, to meditate upon this question. Friends, we need to act with more initiative about our salvation. It bothers me a lot when I meet Catholics who do not know their faith. These same people will carry out research about their job, their favorite sports, politics, fashion, geography, and history, but will never give time to study about their faith. This attitude is called sloth. Sloth is the biggest problem among Catholics in America. And do you know what sloth means? It is sadness about divine things. I will address this problem some other time. One very good way to prove we are aggressive and wise in preparing for our eternal future is by using our money for others. I have said here time after time that I find it difficult preaching to you about generosity because parishioners of Our Lady of Joy are known not just in Phoenix Diocese or in the U.S., but all over the world. You are known all over the world to be very generous. So it's very difficult for me to preach on that to you. And if generosity is the only requirement for admitting people into heaven, I believe every parishioner of Our Lady of Joy would definitely be there. I'd like to use this opportunity to thank you. You are truly amazing here on earth and eternal life in heaven. Can somebody say a big amen? Amen. That was a prayer. I said that the good Lord will bless you with good health here on earth and eternal life in heaven. Is that? And you need to claim it. Claim it. That's a beautiful prayer. I don't want you to be sick, and I want you to get to heaven, right? I also want to use this opportunity to share with you what I heard in passing a few days ago. I heard one of the staff talking about how we are under budget. What this means is that our finances is not looking good. Trust me, no one asked me to speak about this. I'm taking initiative like Jesus asked. Honestly, no one asked me, so I want to take initiative. But I just want to appeal to you to consider improving on what you give to the parish. 10% or 5% increase can go a long way to helping us balance our budget. And St. Paul in our second reading asks us to pray for everyone. And I want you to pray about this intention, that the good Lord will guide you to make the best decision. What Jesus' quality of money comes from the fact that it is God that owns everything, and we are stewards, and God desires that we use it for the good of others as much as we use it for our own good. And there's this beautiful song that people in Nigeria's message today, all I have, all you have, is given to you, is given to me by the Lord. All I have is given to me by the Lord. All I have is given to me by the Lord. So it's simple. Can we sing it together? All I have is given to me by the Lord. All I have is given to me by the Lord. All I have is given to me by the Lord. All I have is given to me by the Lord.